This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump says he is not thrilled with the bipartisan agreement to avoid another government shutdown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the deal grants far less than the $5.7 billion the president was seeking for a border wall.
The president says he has to give it another look, but at first glance,
not happy about it. It's not doing the trick.
One way or another, he says the wall is getting built, raising the likelihood he'll take action on his own by shifting government resources.
Taking from far less, really from far less important areas.
The president says he does not think there will be another government shutdown. If there is, he says that's on Democrats like Richard Blumenthal, who says the president can avoid it himself once Congress signs off on the deal.
If the president fails to approve this budget, he would be out of his mind.
GOP leaders are behind the compromise. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Mexican drug kingpin is convicted in federal court in Brooklyn, and the defense says it will appeal. AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
Joaquin Guzman was convicted on an array of drug trafficking and conspiracy charges, but his lawyer Jeffrey Lichtman says the drug kingpin, nicknamed El Chapo, didn't take it that badly.
He's a very upbeat guy, and he was bringing our spirits up, which is surprising.
Lichtman says he'll appeal. He maintains the defense was limited in its ability to cross-examine former drug collaborators. Guzman was convicted of smuggling tons of cocaine, heroin, and meth into the United States, using torture and murder to control the Sinaloa drug cartel. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Trump says he is willing to let the deadline for hiking tariffs on Chinese imports slide if a deal is close. U.S. tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese goods are set to jump from 10 to 25% on March 1st, unless both sides can work out a trade deal. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says humanitarian aid would be brought into the country on February 23rd, even though President Nicolas Maduro has refused to let it in. Guaido, recognized by the U.S. and some 50 other countries as the interim president of Venezuela, spoke Tuesday to thousands of supporters who demonstrated as part of an ongoing campaign to break the military's support for Maduro and force the socialist leader from power. Maduro, who continues to enjoy the support of the country's powerful military, said the opposition rallies are part of a U.S. coup and an attempt to refuse to allow the emergency supplies to enter the country. North Korea's nuclear and other military capabilities remain unchanged and still pose a threat to the United States and its allies. That's according to a top U.S. military commander in South Korea. The comments underscore the stalled diplomacy between the U.S. and North Korea since President Trump and Kim Jong-un agreed last June and Singapore to work toward the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim are set to hold a second summit in Vietnam later this month. U.S. officials have said they expect significant and verifiable progress there. It is now up to 25 years in prison for leaders of Catalonia's failed attempt to secede from Spain. Reuters' Megan Revel has the latest on the government's plan to prosecute them.
A convoy of vans and police cars left the Soto de Real prison outside Madrid on Tuesday, taking 12 Catalan secessionist leaders to Spain's Supreme Court. They're facing trial for their role in a failed independence bid for the Spanish region 16 months ago. That followed a referendum carried out in defiance of a judicial ban. The bid for autonomy split the country and triggered its biggest political crisis in decades. Hundreds of police were deployed to secure the court as pro- and anti-separatist protesters faced off outside.
That is Reuters' Megan Revel reporting. President Trump has called for the resignation of a Democratic freshman congresswoman, Ilhan Omar, who did apologize Monday after drawing widespread condemnation from both Republicans and her fellow Democrats for comments deemed anti-Semitic. Omar, a Somali Muslim refugee who took office 5 weeks ago, is a representative for the Midwestern state of Minnesota. She contended in a string of Twitter comments Sunday that a pro-Israel lobbying group in the United States, which is the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, is actually buying off lawmakers to support the Jewish state. The president told reporters Tuesday that Omar's apology was lame and added she didn't mean a word of it. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.